Go on there.
Hello.
I was actually told I only needed to know one word of Faroese.
Det satt mig att jag spärrar att vita ett förstår.
Kanska.
Kanska. Maybe.
And I have discovered that is true. It's true of the weather.
Jag får inte att ta passa faktiskt och sannolikt växer.
But this is our first visit to the Faroes.
Ett visst vi där i Faroe.
And I want to thank you for the warmth of your welcome.
Och man tackar att jag kom för att se hjärtligt att vara.
I've heard about these mysterious islands for many years.
Jag har hört om dessa mystiska öar i många år.
Because when I was young, I went on missions with Don Hinchcliffe.
Så jag var ung så far i missionsfärd med Don Hinchcliffe.
Which some of you will know.
Som några av er kan känna.
And I did missions with him in the Brethren assemblies.
Och jag var missionsfärd vi honom i brödrasamkunnen.
And he was a close friend of my father.
Och han var en när vän vi pappa min.
And he's also a close friend of Jekvans father.
Och jag är vän med Jekvans pappa Jekvan.
So I bring greetings from Don.
Så jag ska hälsa dig från Don.
As well as from my church, Life Church.
Och ska jag hälsa dig från Life Church i Bradford här kom från.
And I thank you for the privilege of being able to share God's word with you today.
Och jag vill tacka dig för det här privilegiet han för att dela Guds ord med låta Guds ord till dig.
I want to share a simple thought with you from the book of Nehemiah.
Inte att låta vet du kunna en klan tacka ur Nehemias.
Nehemiah is one of my favorite Bible characters.
Nehemias är en av mina favoriter i Bibeln.
I think because he was a builder.
Jag håller till att han var en byggmästare.
And my original profession is being in the building industry.
Och det var mitt yrke.
Because of that, with my ministry involvement, I've also been involved in building church premises.
Och alltid att jag har arbetat med och i tänas för här så har vi ägnat väldigt mycket innan bygger verksamhet och samkomhjöpe.
And as I was thinking about today, I was reminded of an incident that took place some years ago.
Och när jag huxar om det så kom tankar om en händelse som hände för några år sedan.
I received a call from my secretary saying the architect had come to see me.
Och en sekreterare som har sagt att en arkitekt ville se mig.
And he had the contract with him for the new extension we were putting on our building.
Och han hade satt mallan visar, byggt satt mallan till vi byggde akkurat ut i samkunnet.
And he came into my office and greeted me.
Och han kom in och skrev så något till honom där.
But he had nothing in his hands.
Men han hade inte i handen.
So I said to him, I thought you were bringing the contract.
Jag hade så kom vi satt mallan säger.
He said, ah yes, it's yeah. Coming.
Kommer.
And behind him came a young man from his office.
Och att han följde honom checka en ung man från kontoret nu såna.
With three heavy boxes.
With three mon tunga kassor.
Which he dropped on my desk.
Så kom jag följde bara pum.
And each contract was 30 centimeters deep.
Och kvar satt man det var 30 centimeter.
And there was every plan, every detail of the drawing in that contract.
Och kvar detaljer i satt man att skriva ner.
So I wasn't going to read it.
Jag tänkte det läsa.
But I knew why I paid the architect so much money now.
Men nu visste jag hur jag passade mig för det.
So we signed the contract.
Så vi skrev under.
I forgot all about it.
Och så glömde jag allt om det.
Then 3/4 of the way through the building, we hit a problem.
Och så mitt och i byggarbetet så fick vi trubbelager.
Basically, the builder went bankrupt.
Faktiskt så får han fallit, han som byggde.
Big trouble.
Och nu hade vi trubbelager.
Who's going to finish the building?
Hur ska jag leva?
What happens if there's a problem?
Vad händer om trubbelager kommer?
The architect said to me, remember the contract you signed.
Och arkitekten säger med mitt till sortmallan som vi underskrev.
And he took me back to the document and there was everything that would happen because of the problem we'd met.
Och i sortmallan stod allt skrivet som hände om det så var. Att det skulle gå galet.
That contract kind of saved our lives.
Den sortmallan bjargade oss.
What I've begun to realize is when we build God's house, the church.
Tasum ifantea vera tavit bitcha gott sankoma.
There is a sense in which we need a kind of contract. Maybe contract's the wrong word, but we need an agreement together. About how we will do it. And how we will negotiate the building process. And as I reflected on Nehemiah and his rebuilding of the walls, I began to read it through the eyes of that experience. And it struck me there were certain things that the people in Nehemiah's day agreed upon. And I think that agreement to build together was the key to the success of the project.
We held
the
semjan om kostar skulle bitcha var lítilin til tær skulle.
And I'd like to suggest to you this morning that if we can agree the same elements,
og et sikvi at om vi kunne semjast meir við bitcha,
we can successfully build the church in our day.
Om vi kunne semjast om nokkur ting, så kunne vi virkla bitcha Guds hus og hava suksess.
Now, Nehemiah was building Jerusalem.
Nehemiah han bygde Jerusalem.
And Jerusalem was where God lived.
Jerusalem er her som Gud bodde.
It's where the temple was with the Ark of the Covenant and the Shekinah glory and so on.
Her som tempelet var vi såsom alle ørkene.
So in the Old Testament days, that was God's address, you might say.
Og i gamle testamentet var det faktisk adressen til Gud.
But where does God live today?
Men hver bor her i dag?
He lives in me, and he lives in you.
Han bor i meg, og han bor i deg.
The New Testament says we are living stones
being
built together into a temple.
Lær okkuna við livandi steinar sum vera samanbygt til eitt tempel.
In which God is pleased to dwell by his spirit.
Hann sum Gud dvamar at byggva við anda sinn.
So the picture of Nehemiah rebuilding the walls and the city.
So myndin av Nehemiah sum byggir múrarnar og byggna.
I think is a helpful illustration of how we can build the church today.
Hjálpir okkuna søkja hvussu vit kunnu byggja samkomuna í dag.
So what might that agreement be that we find amongst his builders?
So hver er handa semja?
The first thing I think they agreed on is this.
Ta fyrsta sem eg haldi at dei var samd um hetta.
They agreed that we all feel what God feels about this project.
Tey samdust um at vit føla alt ta sum Gud føler um hetta.
Now let me explain to you why I believe that was present.
Lat meg forklara kva ta meina.
At the start of the book, Nehemiah hears the report that Jerusalem's walls are broken down still.
Vi byrja í Nehemiah so søkja vit at Nehemiah han høyrir at Jerusalem er kryggjað.
And he uses the language in chapter 1 verse 3 that those who survived the exile are in trouble and disgrace.
Og ta stendur í Nehemiah 1:3 at þeir sum eftir at han útlegna og nú er her er í stórari nei og vanær.
And in response to the news, something happened in his heart.
Og ta han høyrdi hetta, so hendi nei í honum, hjartan hjá honum.
Verse 4 says, when I heard these things, I sat down and wept.
Ta í heyr frættir seg tøin sem fjóra versi sæt í og græt.
He goes on to say how he mourned and fasted and prayed before God.
Og ta stendur við er at han syrti, han fastaði og han bæð.
So hearing the news that God's testimony Jerusalem was in ruins moved him.
So at høyrra nútjarnar at Guds bygir lei eigi ta fekk hann føla nakka.
It moved him to want to do something about it.
Og ta fekk hann føla so djupt at hann ynskti gera nakka við ta.
He wanted God's reputation in the earth to be strong.
Hann vildi at Guds omdømi á jörð skuldi vera gott og skuldi vera sterkt.
Truly represent his heart.
Og verið umbo hans hjarta, Guds hjarta.
And that feeling got on Nehemiah.
Og hann kjenslan hon kom í Nehemiah.
So when we get through into chapter 2,
ta við koma kapítil 2,
he goes to work and he's still sort of depressed in his heart.
Og so søkja vit at han byrjar arbeiða men han er stadvekk han føldar stadvekk han er stadvekk deprimerað við allsum.
Now he worked for the king.
Han arbeiðir fyrir kongin.
And you're supposed to be happy and smiley when you work for the king.
Ta eiga vera glaður og smíla þegar du arbeiðir fyrir kongin.
But he was clearly down.
Men han var tavar sönlit at han heitt det ikkje godt.
And the king says to him in chapter 2, he says, hey Nehemiah.
Og kongen sier til han i kapittel 2, Nehemiah,
why are you looking so sad when you're not sick? He says, surely this must be sadness of heart. So Nehemiah explains to the king. And that became the key to him being released, to actually be part of the answer to the problem.
Now,
as we read on, Nehemiah shares his concerns with a small team of people. And eventually he gets a body of people around him who all feel the same way he does about rebuilding the walls. I want to suggest to you the first agreement that every local church must have in place.
Ta fyrsta semjan sum ein okkur lokal samkoma má hjálpa pláss.
Is that we all feel what God feels about what we're building together. Now hear me, I don't mean feeling in your emotions primarily. I mean feeling in your spirit. Christ in you feels something for this community.
Kristus uit her føler noe for hesen omkvarnon som du borst I.
What do you feel about this church?
Hva føler du for hesen samkomne?
What do you feel about this city?
For byen.
What do you feel about the people that you do work with every day?
De folkene som du arbeider sammen med daglig.
I think as we're amongst them, we need the Spirit within us to move us to feel what God feels for them. See, if we don't feel what God feels for the lost, we will never do anything about reaching them. Someone can say, you should be giving your testimony, you should be reaching the lost. And it's just head knowledge. And we can end up doing things very legalistically. But when you have a moment with God and you feel what He feels, and you catch His heart for hurting people, that makes you really want to do something about it. And I would suggest to you that's why this church exists. It exists because your leaders feel something for the Faroese people. For people who are far from God. They want this Jerusalem, as it were, to be vibrant and healthy and strong. They want many more living stones to be taken from the quarry of this world and built into this structure. I wonder what you feel in your heart when your leaders preach. I hope something inside you goes, yes. I want to be part of outworking this vision we have. When you initiate a new project, for example, I've been hearing all about your new building proposal, which is so exciting. But it's not about the building. It's about the people you'll reach through the building. The building is just a tool. But what a mighty tool in the hands of God's people who feel something for their community. So I pray God gives you His eyes, His heart. So as you do your daily life in this community, you begin to feel what He feels for you. And it's that galvanizes you and moves you into action together. Because I don't think people truly get involved in helping build the church until they feel something in their spirit about it.
It's like we should fuck very very going to be a bit of a bitch of some come feel the feel that in on we or tear look some true craft and the Jericho survey.
So I see an implicit agreement in this building team that so, they all want to feel what God feels.
So yeah, such an assembly here we in him yes at all in Jericho that feel that some good feels.
Well, I think because of that, we see a second agreement they seem to have.
Jag tror sen man så såg jag vid Thomas seminar som jag tyckte här va.
And it's simply this.
Och det är detta.
That they all agree to get involved in helping with the building project.
Det var ett samt om att vi hjälpa till vi har som byggprojekt nu.
So chapter 3 of Nehemiah's book is one of those chapters in the Bible that you can be tempted to read very quickly.
Kapitel 3 i Nehemias kanske har lite till att bara skimma igenom.
Because it's just a list of the people who built the wall.
Du tar bara en lista av dem som byggde muren.
So you think yourself, oh, that's boring. Let's get on to chapter 4.
Hatta sen så onsant att låta dem färdas till kapitel 4.
You may think, why has God put that in the Bible?
Kanske kunde Gud kanske kapitel 3 i Bibeln.
Some chapters are like that.
Och kapitel är så läs.
But we need to stop and look more closely.
Men vi måste stäcka och titta närmare på.
Because it's fascinating just who did build the wall.
Så det är fascinerande att läsa hur var det som byggde muren.
We discover there were priests.
How were prester?
There were rulers.
Och how were tar som rådde?
There were merchants and shopkeepers.
Och how were handelsmän?
There were men and women.
How were men och kvinnor?
Verse 12 tells us that one man helped with his daughters.
Och i vers 12 så gör vi att en man vill han hjälpte till samman vid döttrarna.
All manner of people helped. In fact, in verse 8, it says that one of the goldsmiths repaired a section. When you're building a wall, you think of stonemasons and strong men and lifting stones around. Not goldsmiths who do detail work.
När du huxar om att bygga en mur så huxar du om starka män som orkar lyfta stenar. Det är inte så goldsmiths som sitter och lyfter detaljer.
And it says that next to him, somebody called Hananiah built, who was a perfume maker.
Och vi syns här honom var en som heter Hananiah och han gjorde perfume.
I mean, I want the wall to stand up, not smell nice.
Jag vill ha väggen att stanna, inte lukta väl.
What an incredibly mixed group of people.
I understand the planting of fascia.
But I think it's a picture.
Men det har jag sagt ment.
Of a group of people like this.
Oh, and a bunch of människor som heter.
All ages, all backgrounds.
Oh, att allt så och bakgrunden.
Different professions.
Och i mitt arbete.
But actually, totally committed to building God's house.
Men faktiskt fullkomligt övertygade att bygga Guds hus.
Each bringing their skill to the task.
Hver enkelt kommer med sin gåva.
Now you may think, what skill does a perfume maker bring?
Tänk dig en som gör parfym, men hur kan han komma med?
I think he helped just because help was needed.
Jag har alltid handlat det bara till att ha bruk för hjälp.
But sometimes when we serve, it's because it's in our skill set.
Och du tar vid tärna så då tror jag vi tar övnande till akkurat det.
Other times we serve just because a job needs doing.
Ära tror jag att bara tror jag att akkurat till bruk för vad görs.
And I think God loves that spirit in his people.
Jag tycker Gud älskar handan andan i sin
folk. That we pull together to help build God a wonderful testimony in the community.
Att vi tillsammans gör ett arbete som är en fantastisk vittnesbörd till det omkring som vi lever i.
It's not stated explicitly. But this chapter seems to teach me that implicitly they all agreed just to get involved in the building.
Men ta ser ut till i hesum kapitlun att här som de gjorde det samdust om att de gjorde det samman för att arbeta Guds rike.
And I hope you're sat here this morning as someone with that same heart.
Och jag hoppas att du sitter i morgon med samma hjärta som hade.
That says, I love what God's doing here.
Jag älskar det som Herren gör här.
And I want to play my part in helping to build this expression of God's house.
Och inte göra mycket till att hjälpa till att Guds rike vinner fram och kvarut.
It interests me that here and there in this chapter it says that various people made repairs next to their house.
Tu ava versta sucha at fleiri av sum falkun on hey stóu bætt við sus ekna heim og bikta.
Says that in verse 10.
Vi vers tucha sucha vita.
And in verse 28.
Och tucha vers 28.
And in verse 29.
Och vers 29.
They made repairs in front of their own house.
Tey ar by the bætt við elsun ekna húsa.
That struck me.
Og ta for aimin jamar.
Because where does building God's house start?
To kvar byrja ta a bitja God's house.
Doesn't start here on Sunday morning.
Byrja is here on the morgon.
It starts where I live.
Ta byrja her som bikva.
It starts in my road.
Ta byrja a vennon her I bikva.
With my neighbors.
Vi granna no.
It starts where I work.
Her som arbeiði.
It starts with my friends that I do sport with.
Vinnu hjá mar sum ferð útra saman við.
The people I play music with.
Ella ta sum spæl musik saman við.
Because building the church
is
all about reaching new potential living stones from the world.
It's
like a quarry face, and we work with God to get new living stones, bring them to Christ.
Fer og grótrykna og fer og ikki taka fleiri livandi steinar og fodar.
And we build them into the community of God's house.
Ella fóðar til Kristus og byggja þar inn í hetta samfélagi sum er kristilega.
I find that challenging.
Eg haldi tað outgoing.
Because many Christians these days, they see church as a separate experience from their day-to-day life.
To next sekundi tað er suðja aksjon tað vera møtin separat til tað dagliga lív.
No, we sometimes call them in our country Sunday Christians.
Og tað kallar við þeir sunnudags kristin.
But no, you're never not a Christian.
Nei, nei, tú ert ongandi ikki ein sekund.
You should always be feeling what God feels.
Tú skuldi altu føla tað sum Gud føli.
And always be willing to be involved in the building process.
Tú altu vera villig til at vera við arbeiðinum.
Which means being willing to reach to people, to help people.
Vera villig at nova út til fólk og hjálpa fólki.
And build the relational bridges which result in men and women coming to Christ.
Og byggja vinar brúkvar sum hjálpir at fáa fólk til Kristus.
Just one other thought from this chapter.
And on that chapter is capital.
The most common word in the chapter is the word next.
Og ta orðið sum kemur oftast fyrir og í hesum kapítlum er næstur, la næstur honum.
Everybody built next to someone else.
Og bygde við sína la næst honum.
There were no isolated builders.
Come on, just start clearer or big the atomat.
There was nobody out there doing their own thing. Everybody was connected to someone else. That's a wonderful picture of building the church.
En fantastisk mynd av byggja Guds samkomi der.
No, God's house is meant to be joined up.
Guds hus er meiningin at det skal vera samanhald eller vi gjer det saman.
We do this shoulder to shoulder, don't we?
Vi gjer det øks.
And it also teaches me that if somebody's missing,
there's
a gap in the building.
So gloppy.
Everybody's needed. So I would urge you.
So I will hate article.
As you catch God's heart for this community. And you build this wonderful church. You all commit to get involved in the building.
So we're to all saman um að gera bjarbi.
Do what you can to stand shoulder to shoulder and build a great testimony for Jesus.
Get her to cast the stand axle axle so that we're a witnessbúr um hvar hann er.
My third and final thought is this.
Tatia og sína sé hetta.
That this building team.
At hetta bitju tøyma.
Who all felt what God felt.
Sum all feltu tað sum Gud felti.
Who all commit to get involved in the building process.
Sum all geva seg til at vera partur av sum.
Also agreed to a third thing.
Tey var eisini samd um at tria.
They agreed that when God spoke, they would respond to that word as one.
Tey samdust um at tey Gud talaði. So góðu tey all Gud atsvær sum ein maður.
When God speaks his word, it's so important we respond as one voice.
It is so viktigt at Gud talar at vi geva aftursvar sum ein rött.
Now God had effectively spoken and said, rebuild the walls.
Og Gud hei til alla og sagt til ma bygja muran atter.
They'd heard that and they responded to it.
Tað hosta og tað tíð atsvar við jarðnaga vitta.
And with God's help they did it in 52 days.
Og við Guds hjálp gerðu tað á 52 dagar.
Less than 2 months.
Minni enn 2 mánaðir.
It was an amazing thing.
Hætt alls rúðlit.
I'm sure they were excited at the project was a success.
Og er sikkur at tey var begeistrað fyri at hetta lukkaist so vel.
But you know, the word from God about a project.
Men orðið frá Guði til eitt projekt
is always secondary.
Tímir alltíð anna í raunna.
To God's primary word.
Til ta fyrsta sum hann segir.
And the people in Nehemiah's day began to understand this.
Og fólk hjá Nehemiah þar dóvun ta byrja skilja tí.
That we've responded to God's now word to rebuild the wall.
Ja, vit hava gjivi atsvar og jarðna gavita fyrsta sum hann segir um at byggja murarna aftur.
But if we're going to successfully go forward together,
og men um vit framhaldandi skulu ganga fram, tema.
It's more important we all agree to keep God's general word.
So ta stærri tøyting at vit at semjast um at halda Guds orð.
Which for them at that time was the law of Moses.
Fyrir tíman ta var ta Moses law.
For us today it's the Bible.
Fyri okkum í dag er ta Biblia.
You see the reason they were in exile.
Orsøkin til at dei var í útlegd.
The reason they were in trouble and disgrace.
Orsøkin til dei var í nei og vanære.
Was because they'd not kept God's word.
Ta tøy dei ikki hetta heldu Guds orð.
And they were beginning to realize.
Ta byrja at tel.
As we keep God's word.
At sum vit halda okkum til Guds orð.
As we live his way.
Og ta livi uppa hans hermata.
God smiles on us.
So smiles God.
God blesses us.
So sickna on us.
God is with us.
So on vi okkum.
So we want to live God's way.
So it is shall live på Guds matta.
Not just on the project.
It should bear is hamba vi projektet som han kallar det.
But in every area of our life.
Men det allum umrang lövnum.
So it caused the people.
So han fekk fólkið.
To place a demand on their leaders.
At bia om nakar frá sinn leiðara.
I find this fascinating.
Eg halti hetta fascinerande.
When you get to chapter 8.
Tað er kemur kapítil 8.
Let's get myself there. It tells us that the people come together.
Sendja fólkið saman.
And they speak to Ezra who was the teacher of the law.
Og tey koma til Ezra sum var tann sum var lærarin í lógunni.
And it says they told Ezra to bring out the book of the law of Moses.
Tey bowi Ezra ma koma við Moses law.
So it wasn't the leader that came out and said, "Hey you people, listen to me."
Tey vesh leiðarin sum tók initiativ og seyr, "Hey tit fast tí molusht me."
It was the people saying to the leader, "Hey Ezra, open your Bible, teach us."
Men tað fastur sum kom til Ezra og seyr, "Hey Ezra, opna Bibluna og undurvís."
In other words, there was a desire in the heart of the people to hear from God.
Tað er ikki jørst nú tað fastna um at høyra frá Gud.
What does God say about how I should raise my family?
Kuss ta sig høyrn um kussu skal uppbella mína börn.
What's God got to say about how I should handle my money?
Og kuss ta sig Gud um kussu skal handfara pengar.
No, I'm a businessman. What does God say about conducting business?
Og eg ein businessman, kuss ta sig kattu Gud at seia um ta.
What does God say about everything?
Kuss ta sig Gud um alt.
Come on preacher man. Tell me what God says.
Kom nú, prat meg við, sjá okkum hvað segir Gud.
That's kind of what's going on here.
Tað faktisk tað sum hendir sé.
And as you read on it says the people listened attentively.
Og tað við lesa við er at fólki lustaði.
They do it all day then they come back the next day.
Lustaði vel hendir tað og so komi aftur næsta dag.
On the second day in verse 5 it says that when Ezra opened the book of God's word.
Og í vers 5 stendur Ezra læt so bókina sundur fyri eigin ansvarsins.
All the people stood in honor of God's word.
So rastis asfaltja í ær fyrir.
They lifted their hands and they said, "Amen, amen."
Þeir lyfti hendurnar og sagði, "Amen, amen."
And then they bowed down and worshiped the Lord.
So bøygdu þeir sig og tilbøygdu Herran.
What a fantastic attitude.
I am fantastisk holding yfir Guds orð.
Every preacher and teacher in the world will tell you.
Atla prætikur menn og lærarar í heiminum segja þær.
But when the people are hungry for God's word,
ta fastu hungrar at Guds orð,
preaching and teaching is so easy.
At tala og at undurvisa er so lagt.
Because the desire in the people pulls from you things.
Så hungern I manna hjärta nu ta halar trever ur dig.
That you may not necessarily have said.
Som du kanske sa själv sagt.
It was the same with Jesus.
Vad sa man med Jesus?
Peter and the disciples placed a demand on him for information.
Petrus och lärjungarna när de drog ut honom, de ville ha veta mer.
Because of their questioning, often he said more than he would have done.
Och alla spurningarna och chatten så säger han ofta mer än han annars hade sagt.
And I think that same spirit has got to be in the church today.
Och jag tycker att han ser mig anden man vara I samkommunitet.
Church like this isn't a place where you come and watch.
Samkomman så händer när jag står här där kommer och äcklar.
It's where you come and you grow.
Det här du kommer och du växer.
It's a learning environment.
Det här du lär dig.
It's a mutual supportive environment.
Det här vi stolar på varandra.
And often we come when we gather with needs, with questions.
Ofta kommer vi med törvon och spurningar.
And our prayer is, Lord, give me an answer today.
Och jag bön är gemma svär här idag.
Lord, whisper your word into my heart today.
Och peska ett ord in I mitt hjärta idag.
So in a song of the worship or through a word of the preacher.
So check Lord Sanchin at a talna.
Or maybe just a comment from a friend over coffee.
If la baron come tired of me I stand to drink a cafe.
Your ears are open to hear what God is saying.
So only open for hear what the elders are saying.
I close with this thought. Eventually as they began to live out God's word. It tells in verse 17 that their joy was very great.
So sucha vid verse 17 att glädjen chat dem on var otrolig så.
My prayer is that this church would be so full of joy.
Min bön är att hända samkomman ska vara så fylld av glädje.
A tangible joy.
Att du kan märka den, du kan föla den.
An attractive joy.
Och det är attraktivt.
The joy of the Lord.
Glädjen I Herren.
But the lives of the people you touch are infected by it.
At Louis of Hutchins from TDR in samband with the Irish elderly.
They so understood this principle in Nehemiah's day.
They skilti þetta prinsipp í Samuelsna á dögum Nehemiah.
But in chapter 9 verse 38.
At í nútje 38.
Eventually we read that they say in view of all this.
At tæðu so við allt þetta.
By all this they mean that they all felt what God felt.
At þeir öll feltu það sem Gud felti.
That they'd all got involved in the building process.
At þeir pastur á byggja projektna.
They all responded to God's word as one. As a result, they felt great joy. They say, in view of all that, we are going to make a binding agreement. And basically, they make a covenant, an agreement.
Faktiskt ger att det en sottmala, en semje.
And it's an agreement to keep God's word.
Och så en semje om att halda och vi att halda Guds ord. Halda sin
är. You may say, well, yeah, we all agree to live by God's word.
Ja, självande, vi semje sådär om att halda Guds ord.
And technically that's true.
Och tekniskt så passar det.
If you're a follower of Christ, you live by his word.
Om du följer Jesus så lever du och följer hans ord.
But there are times in our journey where there's a need to sort of mark the moment.
Men det är en löta och löv någon tar vi ta bruk för lycka som att skriva den I eller komma till stä att vi ser hette det.
To articulate what we think we're all doing anyway.
Att sucha det bättre kvad är det som vi att halta.
And that's what was going on here.
Ta tärsen jag för sig.
They marked the moment and said, come on. Let's all agree.
Låt oss kunna samla oss idag.
We're going to live God's way.
Vi får att leva så som Gud vill ha oss att leva.
We're going to see this city populated.
Vi får sucha hända byen för näck folk.
We're going to see the mountain of the Lord's house raised as chief amongst the mountains.
Vi ska sucha Guds fjäll resa sig.
And as Isaiah says, then all the nations will stream to it.
Och som Isaiah säger så kommer alla tjoer strömande.
My prayer for you here.
Min bön för dig kom här.
Would but that you feel what God feels for this community.
Ja, att det fulla det som Gud föler för detta omkörva.
You get a deep passion.
För detta samhälle, att det får en innerlig längtan.
To want to do something about the dysfunction out there.
Att göra något vi tar stöna ute som inte fungerar.
To reach people for Christ.
Att nå folk för Kristus.
and to build them into a church community which truly represents our Lord Jesus Christ.
That is
his body in action. If you feel it, you'll do something about it. And doing something about it also requires an agreement to do everything his way.
Och ta kräver av oss att vi gör att hinchen är bantamat.
Can we pray together?
Kan vi be samma?
Let's just bow our heads.
Låt oss böja våra huvud.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for loving us.
Himmelske Fader, vi tackar dig för att du älskar oss.
For coming from heaven to rescue us from sin.
Att du kom av himlen för att bjärka oss från synden.
Lord, we thank you that you've built us together in a relationship with you.
Tack att du byggt oss samman i samfällighet.
And you want us to do our lives in such a way that make the world want to come and be a part of what we're doing.
Och att vi lever så frukt lös och ger att folk i hemmen inte att höra det här till.
So Lord, we ask.
Så här vi ber det.
That the spirit of agreement would be strongly present in this church. That we would feel what you feel. That our heart would beat with your heart.
And our
eyes would see what you see. So that we can respond with your love and compassion.
So we can share what you care about and your compassion.
And together, we can respond to your word as it speaks into every area of our life.
Och att vi tillsammans kan göra det här som vi fyllde vad du tog in i hjärta som när människor för det.
Or we ask this for your glory.
Vi ber det för tyna dörd.
And for the saving of many souls.
Och att näxt skulle vara frälst.
In Jesus' name.
I Jesu namn.
Amen. God bless you.
Herren signa dig.